It's Justin time. All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Just in Time podcast. I'm just going to start off by saying that it looks like this is going to be the final episode of the podcast, at least for a little while. And, you know, I think this is a fitting week to kind of make this announcement because this is a very, very, very exciting time for me. And the timing feels right just to go all into something that just feels right for me. And to go all in into something that I really believe is going to help me reach this end goal that I've always had for myself ever since I started my journey doing this whole social media thing, I guess you could say. So for those of you that know me really well, for those of you that have been listening to just about every episode of the podcast thus far, you'll know that I'm very, very big into self-reflection. I'll do self-reflection just about every day. And doing this, sitting in my own thoughts, ultimately gives me a chance to really step outside of myself and understand what's having a negative impact on me, what makes me feel good, and the things that I need to change in my life in order to continue on the path that I've set on from the very start. So this has been a very, very important time for me. And this week in particular, I had a massive revelation that I can't help but just go all into right now. And as I said, I want to discuss that in this episode of the podcast. So if you've been with me for a while, I did a podcast. It was only a few podcasts ago, actually. That was a bit of a stretch, but I did an episode on doing less for more success. If you haven't listened to it, please do. But in essence, the underlying theme of that episode was that if you do less and don't crowd your plate of the things that you have to do and focus on the most important things and put your best work into those things, that ultimately leads to more success. At least that's what I've experienced. The moment that I started cutting down on the things that I was working on and taking out that excess noise in my life and taking all of my energy and putting it into those very few things that I'm working on has ultimately really, 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 that was a lot of reallys, but it's ultimately improved the things that I've been working on. It's improved my content. It's improved my relationships. It's improved my quality of life. It's improved the physical condition of my body. It's even gone as far as to do that. But the ultimate theme is do less. So, you know, don't spread yourself too thin on all the things that you're working on and take the energy that you're gaining from cutting certain things out and direct it into those things that are most important in your life. And so this week, I kind of started it off by just kind of, you know, thinking about this concept and, you know, twirling it around in my mind and, you know, revisiting that episode of the podcast kind of opened my eyes and said, you know what? I'm not doing little enough. I still felt like I had all this shit that I was working on. And while I enjoy everything that I'm working on, don't get me wrong, I love doing the podcast. I think it's a really great outlet for me to, you know, just ramble. And document kind of how my week went and the lessons that I learned throughout my life. But ultimately I still felt like I was taking on too much and it was taking away from everything else. And most importantly, I feel like it was taking away from my business that I'm working on with my sister. For those of you that don't know, it's called My 20 and we're a clothing brand that, let's just say, we've got very exciting things to come in the future. But anyways, going back to my point, you know, revisiting that lesson, I realized that I was still taking on too much. And I went through a thought process where I was thinking about the things that maybe I should cut out. And one of the things that came to mind was the podcast. I just know that if I put an end to this, at least temporarily, I'll be able to clear that headspace and apply it to the two things that I really want to go all in on. And that's my Instagram as well as my 20. So this week, me and my sister sat down and we decided to plan a new direction for my 20. And a very, very exciting direction that I know deep down just feels right. It's a direction that I feel like 20 has been all about ever since the idea came into our minds. And it's something that we are just both super excited to work on. It's going to allow us to really exploit our strengths and build this into hopefully a multi-million dollar company or brand or whatever you want to call it one day. And I am going to confidently say that because I really think if we could execute on this new plan, wow, amazing things will happen. So please stay tuned for that. Because I'm putting an end to the podcast, I'm just going to direct so much more energy into that. And I can assure you that we are going to do some really, really incredible things with my 20. You know, with my Instagram, I have a lot more plans that kind of go beyond my week in 60. While I love doing my week in 60, I still feel like I could do some more creative stuff and just bring that new level of creativity to the Instagram platform. So a lot of thoughts have been rolling around in my mind regarding my Instagram account and the videos that I want to start posting there. So kind of just to summarize it all, I had a revelation and I realized that I was still taking on too much. And if I really want to, you know, put everything that I have into these two things, being my business and my Instagram, I still have to cut some other things out of my life right now. Also, I'm working a part-time job, so that does take extra time. So I really have to be diligent and smart with the projects that I take on for now. Just because I'm ending the podcast right now doesn't mean that I can't revisit it in the future. We've got a lot of exciting ideas that are going to require time. They're going to require energy. They're going to require creativity. So right now, I'm at a point in my life where I'm just ready to go all into that. Now, I feel like if you're listening to this, I feel like you can relate. I feel like we're living in a time right now where we feel like we just have to do so much and we feel like our to-do list is just so full. The things we need to do is just super overwhelming. You know, you could be in school, you could be an adult, doesn't matter. I just feel like consciously we feel like we have so much to do and that raises a lot of stress. But my advice to you, and I think that we can always cut things out of our life that feel like they're draining us, in order to, you know, channel more energy into the stuff that's more important to us. I feel like there's always stuff that we could be cutting out. You know, maybe we hold on to these things for the wrong reasons, but the point is there's always stuff that we could cut out to kind of decrease those levels of stress and improve the most important aspects of our life. So my advice to you, just to kind of finish this episode of the podcast, is take a moment every day, you know, where you can self-reflect. Take yourself outside of yourself and just observe the thoughts that are going on in your mind. Because as I said in the last episode, if you can do this, you are going to be so much more conscious of what makes you unhappy, what makes you happy, what's making you feel stressed, and just everything that's going on in your life. You're going to be able to create a much better understanding of what's going on in here, in your mind. And if you can do that, you can make change. I'm not going to lie, it's not going to be pretty at times. You're going to have a lot of self-realizations that may be tough pills to swallow, but you really have to be in tune with what's going on here in order to improve everything else around you. So my piece of advice, do that. If something's overwhelming you, you have to ask yourself, is it worth it? And if it's not, maybe just cut it out of your life so you could direct your energy into those more important things. Yeah, I think this was short and sweet, but I'm happy that I was able to provide you with some more context of why you're not going to be seeing me or listening to me on the podcast anymore. I do want to take this time to thank those of you who have been avid listeners of the show. It truly means a lot to me. I want to apologize for putting an end to this if you really enjoyed it. I've had a lot of you reach out to me, DMing me, telling me that you get a lot of value from my show, but I just want you to know that this feels right for me, and I want to promise you that you're going to see some of my best work moving forward, so I want you to get excited for that. I do have a special episode. I titled it Episode X, but this was the second episode that I've ever filmed and recorded of Just in Time. It's with my buddy Jordan Wiener. And this is probably the deepest discussion that me and him have ever had together. So I will be posting that next week. I feel like that's a great way to wrap up the show for now. So do stay tuned for that. That will not be going on YouTube. So if you want to listen to that, just search the Just in Time podcast on Spotify, Apple Music, Anchor, or whatever podcast platform that is your go-to. So thank you so much, guys, for the support. Let's make a toast to a very exciting chapter of my life. And stay tuned for some very, very, very exciting things. Thank you so much for your love and support. And this isn't the end, guys. In my opinion, this is the very beginning of a very exciting chapter ahead. So cheers to that. And you'll be seeing me. Love you all. Peace.